big sandbag or something. Just boom, then down. Not like the movies, where the dead guy rolls around and does fancy spins and goes ass over tea kettle. Not like that. The poor bastard just flat fell. Boom, thinking down. Nothing else. It was a bright morning in mid-April, thinking Lieutenant Cross felt the pain. He blamed himself. He stripped off Lavender's canteens and ammo.
Now the heavy Lavender was dead.
Rat Kiley said the obvious.
So much, could not stop thinking about her.
And Mitchell Sanders used his radio to report one
U.S.
KIA.
Things
request a job for her. Then they wrapped Lavender in his poncho. They carried him out to a dry patio.
Security.
Sat smoking
dead
the dead man's dope.
Chotch could not stop thinking.
Lieutenant Cross kept to himself, thinking
he loved
pictured
her.
Pictured Martha's smooth young face, thinking
he loved her more than anything.
And now, Ted Lavender was dead.
And now,
Ted Lavender was dead
because
he loved
her
so
much.
Not stop thinking
about her.
Not stop thinking.
When
the dust off arrived, they carried Lavender aboard.
And
now,
after
Ted Lavender was dead.
They
marched until dusk,
dug their holes,
and that night Kiowa kept explaining how
he
loved
had to be
her
there.
More.
How fast it was, how the poor guy just dropped.
More than
so much
thinking
concrete.
He loved her.
Boom,
more
down,
than
he said, like cement.
More than his mammy. Now Ted Lavender.
In addition
was dead.
To the three.
They carry
say things in language that is so ridiculously vague that it doesn't really mean anything anymore. So basically, I just go into this mode where I'm so numb to everything. Distance kind of in this horror.